chapter 80. In a costume, we can blossom. Trip your way up the ladder, flatter the factory with feedback. Knees go up the side of the road, like you know it. Should be flip up, flip out. Get a kite, you know. There's no doubt, there's no Wonderland anymore. We sold it. Yeah, it cost us more than we made, and then we got laid. Spread coke lines all over the sand of the shore. Trip your way up the goddamn ladder. You know it's a bladder full of warm, 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 warm. And now comes the dawn of the Crayon King. Now those pics will speak. Slap your beaks while I take a leak. Now the scarecrow dances with his pants off, flapping with some hair everywhere. Come up to the silo. Be my Venus de Milo. Just beyond the shelter belt, to the place where the fields are untended and sprouting trees pop up amongst tall weeds. We walk in a single file line, straight to the pumpkin shrine. We bring alms for the poor. We know where to go, although we've never been here before. Dinner starts at 10, and then it never ends. The endless, limitless buffet always chow down, now and forever. Excited, eating, smiling, talking, mostly eating, and so happy because there's an endless variety of bright and shiny food. All sorts of textures, ulcerative densities, all sort of fantastic minty mint tea, nubile ice cream tea, and eating raccoon cheese. A sprig of minty lightning for you, and a cup of cherub masturbation for me. Good things to eat from glass plates, and then you can eat those too. Me, I'm feeling ripped to the nipples, drunk as a pistol, stand from beyond, me dialing fuck, and I'm a clitoris wavering in the rain. Neon Eden dinner, a deep fried welcome to our center, going to complain about the rain. Look your way up the ventricle nozzle, the muscle, the lawyer, the porn trip, your way up the goddamn ladder, you know it's a bladder full of mounted pig snouts. It's an ounce for every gram I have in my pants. It's a chance to displace, rip off my face and wave it about. That's what it's all about. Helps us get through customs. In a costume, we can blossom. I'm on the diving board in the year of our Lord, and it's going to be a feathered hawk parade. It's going to be a show of decadence free, the nipple masses. The lowdown, even underground, where the soda sounds, and I can buy an ounce, and then I'm gonna move into the dawn. Don't slap the free temple masses, just give them a thumbs up, or something else up. Chapter 81. Go down the escalator with a handful of checks. You're asking for diamonds. The Onyx Christ. You're asking to go down the escalator with a handful of checks. I never wanted any of this. Fuck you and your stupid bless. Fuck your kite. Fuck everything. Fuck you as you go down the road. Fuck every shit fucking mother kite. Fuck the fuck out of every goddamn thing. Yeah, cheaters fight tonight. Bite that. With all your fucking faith, bite into my god. 300,000 days like this, fuckers, fucking malt shop, tight kiss, get away, you fucking fire roll dance. With the night all tonight, but there's alcohol flowing, licking, kissing cousin beyond. And all this hate, my heart into the night, you know, and not just suck it all down like a tunnel, like an Eskimo, like a mistletoe. Fuck you. Chapter 82. Bladder crowding out the other organs with a vast inner lake of piss. Those light blue patterns in the night, sky flicker and switch. The ancestor buried under the field, old shaman mummy. Convulsions on the grass while screaming, shaking awake, yet dreaming. Back to the ground, staring up at the sky. Faint blue electrical threads of the spider god's celestial web. From the broken, thrown away toys go marching, somebody's gonna pay. Angry, wind up toys go marching, inflicting blood, not holiday. Do it, they say. What they say, these toys are marching, and you're going away. Drag your beak across me, clack it against my cheek. Bladder crowding out the other organs in a vast inner lake of piss. Making event thought provoke against the bone wisdom, too narrow to form night. Oh, the supreme crust of easing. Sympathize pretty hard right now. It was underneath the ground. We believe deep beneath the burial mounds. And every town has its own little special recipe for the manufacture, the creation of the delicious, rotten, irresistible dream cheese. From this indigo blue to black as night, a smell that wafts across the block if the wind is right. And we have special ceremonies to celebrate the harvesting of this dream cheese. Such a putrid weight. To taste it hits your belly like a warm, special place. You'll hear bells in the back of your mind. Your bone marrow will chime. This, the irresistible dream cheese. It seems that however much we eat, that we end up finding a meeting, consume it all, sometimes getting really sick. Your syrupy vomit that you can preserve on frozen sticks. For later. Can't wait to stream cheese. Somebody died to make it. Can't resist this dream cheese, the human body herb, prepared injection, and left under the field 3 to 7 years to make it sweet. And you can't fake it. Dream cheese is unique. I had a long, angry pen stroke, torn notes of rage under my welcome mat. It was the time of the neon baseball bat. It was the time the mass lie against the wall, with great asses all were fondled as fingers went by. It was the time when colorful gardens and blue and bright pink and violet blossoms waved in the breeze. Dark witness, lubricate, gonad, girdle type, with the might of each other soon. Smooth tips the gondola full of greed. Scarecrow flips and the nation it teach the torment taco. Time trip out this triad to dry out in the sun with some fun porridge. It wants to bleed and give you some go powder and fling it out. Find her way with the silver powdered wind-up kind. Put on your blinds and go up some sort of a flashlight, still longer with no charge in the screaming. In less dark-ass spearmint, pickle, nipple, ultimate flatulence, whisper, night-night. We bite off each other's signs. This move trips the notch, wants to bleed, give it chops in playing out. Alone, fully clothed, shower in the afterlife.
chapter 83. We dragged mints across the dawn. We dragged mints across the dawn. A colorful kite drone scratched across the sky. Check out my green and blue mask, a cheese shroud. I'm very proud of it. You could eat a little nibble if you let me suck your nipples. I'm crispy, light shroud, smells like bacon. Is a place in me that's allowed to be free. In a meadow, I can hide from the trees in my camo shroud. I can really let go. I love my invisible shroud. No one can see me, my penis is out. If I'm quick in the silence, I can walk right into your house. As you come in, I've got my invisible shroud. And now that I sneak in, I'm gonna take a peek in, a little quick search, so to speak, in your whereabouts. If you happen to encounter me here, you won't have to ask. I'm that crazy motherfucker in the pumpkin mask. Sinister grin behind a crimson spill spin. Aspirating reed on the floor. A spreading red on the floor. Sticky, sticky, and the sunset is on. Smoking a fat joint through the crescent moon curve cut off of the pumpkin mask. Too tweaked to speak, all shaky with energy drinks. Too tweaked to speak, all shaky from energy drinks. I can't remember how many. So interested, so energized. I can lie here, make the couch shake. So interested, so energized. I can lie here and make the couch shake without moving. I'm so damn thirsty, the caffeine is squeezing all the moisture from my tissues. I'm drinking it up into a death cup. I would throw up if there's any hydration in me. Yeah, that's the way to go. Put on some gentle music, a recording of gentle melting snow. Listen to it. Listen to it on an old worn-out cot in the middle of the meadow. In the middle of the meadow, and I'm so close to death, you know? I can't wait for it to get here, and I've been waiting all my life for it, you know? Kiss me, death. Come on, I'm ready. Been wanting to die for so long, but you know, it's not really right to just take your life, right? You gotta wait your fucking turn. It's a long goddamn wait. Decade after decades. So long, goddamn motherfucking wait. I don't give a fuck if there's an afterlife or not. Chapter 84. Sugar cherry in the mouth of young ghosts. Let's rub our holy souls together. Let's press our moldy toes together. Try our best to break the bank at all the all-you-can-eat crab fest. Let us follow the mistletoe into the Underground Railroad. Let's plan for a new, for the view, rude to me around with school allowed. Look up on Google, mind and time is slime. Let's rip up this town with our guns out. Drawing guns out, collapse this town, gang rape a clown. I'm on the street, I'm eating roadkill meat, bake in the hot summers, die, I'm topless. Heading for another someone. I could buy this rally, there's always people in the valley, and they're shouting into brightly painted bullhorns. They're chanting, death of the gray alarm. Death by death of the green line dance. Of the great hunt, down with the real life deaf to the real. I'm deaf to the real, and definitely alarm. Deaf to the ground. Deaf to the grapevine arm. To the grill, and deaf to the great a lot. My meeting, roadkill summers. I go by the rally. People in the valley there saying into brightly painted bullhorns. Time pass as I pass and they grab mine. Ask me how I've been. Ask me to go to the fair. So I took out my bullhorn and I chanted, shaking my hips and standing right at them. Death to the great lawn, death to the great alarm, death to the great long, death to the great alarm, set out for great death, death to the great alarm, to the great yes, and to the red line death, to the grave, I'm just afraid of the great alarm. At least 30 years worth of burnt out candles of many colors circled around a sinkhole. That's this new religion. It has captured the minds and hearts, move rituals of the young. Every generation is one who gets at the hospital and holds the human sacrifice under the full moon. Well, the people scream and yell like coyotes. People say this new paganism is wrong. But how many lives are processed and sliced by the great machine and the utopian capitalist war machine drain? So that the kids are going a little bit strange, painting their faces, standing naked in the rain. What's really related to now? What use are they to you anyway? Just throwaways, just tools who have outgrown their use, and now they must be reduced. Maybe just plain put down. They're acting a little bit subversive now. I closed the tour of gentle rolling hills, all lush and green and smelling fresh with the unpainted breezes unsullied by the city. A great gust has started bits of glitter blowing across the road, and then glitter devils dance once a half mile. Light pull flickering cheap lights for the end of their usefulness. The air tonight smells like some old candy I ate as a kid. That is no longer produced. Some odd root beer like scent. Sugar cherry in the mouth of young ghosts. Chapter 85. Forever walking. Now leave the movie theater, well. How to Google anybody with gumball talk? Homos see the great alarm. Alarm, alarm, great alarm, alarm, chime. To the rate of our time. Death to the great alarm. Test to the great alarm. Test for the great alarm. Testing real or death of the great alarm. Set to the great alarm. Set to the rain alarm. After the great alarm, test for the great lawn. So then my car died on the highway, where I had been driving lost for such a long time. I just left it there smoking and walked away. Left everything. Left home, there's now nothing, there's no connection anymore. I'm just walking forevermore. Just walking forever and ever. Till my feet ache and my legs shake weak in the hours of walking, endless hours of walking as day and night switch places and passwords. People in cars cast me pinched hateful faces and I'm walking. I'm always walking. Forever walking. Here I am and I'll always be here. I have always been here. It's motherfucking cold and it's a fucking powerful cold chill in the bone marrow. Gale thrusting its way across the great plains, unchecked by trees and unchecked by buildings. I'm waiting by a country dirt road for the bus to come. So fucking cold, it feels like I'm gonna fucking die. The suffering that makes me almost cry. And I'm only a little kid, freezing to death, waiting for the goddamn bus, and where the fuck is it? So cold, shivering so hard, all my muscles tightening, pulling my bones out of alignment, waiting for the goddamn bus. It's so fucking motherfucking cold, I have nightmares about it still, waiting there. And that fucking long driveway, and nothing to cover but some strange wooden construction my dad made to separate the driveway into lanes. It's only the barest, simplest of fences. Little simple sparse gate to try to block the chilling, killing wind. So fucking cold, I have a stocking cap on, and that means I'm a nerd. Everybody hates me when I get on the bus. That fucking piece of shit walking with a fucking hat on. All were fondled.